The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Today saw another rise in corporation tax, which might just set the way for a potential giveaway budget this autumn. Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, joins me now. Minister, strong performances across the board. Corporation tax particularly interesting because the net number is positive in that returns are very good. The volatility is a different thing because we've had some significant downs and now some significant ups and a lack of predictability. That must be a concern for you.
It is. It is very encouraging that corporate tax at the moment is up by 1.6 billion euro. It's an increase of nearly 40% versus last year. But at the end of the first quarter of the year, it was significantly down versus a year ago. And that is why we have to continue to guard against the view that just because corporate tax receipts are growing, that they will continue to grow.
But that process of weaning us off that dependency, we've a long way to go.
Well, it's actually well underway. For the last 2 years, we've run a budget surplus of 8 billion euro. And that is the way in which we wean ourselves off that dependency. We are not spending a large share of the corporate tax receipts that we collect. And it's why I've always made the case for running a budget surplus. I know it's a difficult argument to make, not spending tax revenue that you collect. But ultimately, I'm certain that we'll get to a point in the future in which that tax revenue will go down. And when that happens, we can't run the risk then of not being able to fund our public services.
We've seen
we're well underway towards guarding ourselves from that risk.
We've seen a diminution in FDI in recent months, some sort of worrying trend figures. If that then begins to feed into the corporation tax receipts, do you see a changed picture for Ireland in the coming years? Will we be gone from a time where so much of our revenues came from the Apples and the big pharmas?
So my assessment is the large companies will continue to pay a large share of our tax revenue. And they will do that because of how long they've been present in Ireland for many, many decades. And I'm confident that we will keep them. I think it is possible, just to kind of directly deal with your question, that new companies will grow. Small and medium-sized companies that are present here in Ireland will get bigger in the future. And they might pay more corporate tax revenue in the future too. But I think foreign direct investment will continue to play an important role in our economy in the next few years.
Why then is Jack Chambers putting out mood music about a tighter budget coming up than what we might have seen if there is this much money knocking around? Is he lowering expectations so that you can surprise us on budget day?
No, I think Minister Chambers is telling the truth. What he is just saying, which I absolutely agree with him, is even though we're collecting this large amount of corporate tax revenue, we can't base the spending in our schools and hospitals on that. And we can't assume that this huge increase in funding that we have now that we'll have in the future, because if we do, we run the risk of not being able to fund our schools and hospitals properly. And Minister Chambers is just issuing that warning, which I believe he's correct to do.
In terms of Minister Chambers, a lot of commentary has been dedicated to how meteoric his recent rise has been, because it's hard to think of a Minister for Finance who was appointed as such without having run a ministry, or at least a senior ministry, never mind a ministry at all. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's only there a few days, but I already know we're going to have a great partnership. And he's already on top of everything. So he's made a great start, and I really look forward to working with him to do the next budget.
To what extent are you feeling political pressure for the budget to be, if not giveaway, at least generous?
That political pressure is always there. And while it does build a little bit in the run-up to a general election, and there'll be a general election at some point in 2025, it is always there. It's there because politicians want to make a difference to living standards and want to help. So it's right that focus should be there. But on the other hand, we've now done four budgets that have tried to get the balance right between helping households and businesses and keeping us on the straight and narrow when it comes to the management of our public finances. And neither myself nor Minister Chambers nor the party leaders intend moving off that path in our final budget.
I notice where you say 2025. I heard Ivan Yates the other morning saying again, pointing out that all Fine Gael selection committees had been instructed that they had to have their candidates in place by end of September. You're still saying 2025?
Of course I am. Sure, any election candidate will need a few months to get out in the field, make the case for their candidacy and get ready for a general election. The last thing we want to do is run up to a general election in February or March of next year and still be selecting candidates.
One other thing, Minister, can I ask you about the announcement that Revolut might be moving into the Irish mortgage market? Obviously, it is advantageous to have the broadest possible spectrum of mortgage providers from a consumer perspective. But Revolut ended up having to go to Lithuania to get its banking license, and there were questions asked about why it made that choice. You've always talked about the importance of probity, of prudence, of conservatism when it comes to financial management. Would you have any concerns about a potential market entrant being on the exciting end of the spectrum?
So I understand that Revolut haven't made a final decision in relation to this and they're considering it at the moment. I'm sure that any mortgage product that becomes available in Ireland will have to be in conformity with our central bank rules in relation to the value of mortgages, regardless of where it comes from. And I'm confident because of that, that it would be well regulated. Like overall, we need more competition. We need more competition in relation to provision of mortgages. We have seen some impact of that competition growing in recent years, despite the number of banks that we have falling. And anybody who can offer new products that are still safe and well regulated, I'd welcome. But I think Revolut still have to make some final decisions on it.
And what's your take on why that competition hasn't arisen? Is it because there are some who say the pendulum has swung too far in a regulatory sense? There are some who say it's lack of capital markets union. To what do you attribute it?
The fact that we had two banks leave Ireland. I think that is the main factor regarding why our competition hasn't been as intense as it could be. But I do think, in fairness, even with the three main banking mortgage providers that we've had, there has been more competition than some might have expected, but that competition can only grow if we have another entrant into the mortgage market.
And is it your expectation, is it your hope that we would see more? Because again, it is one thing for participants to leave, but participants don't tend to depart a vibrant market. So that would suggest that there is a moribundity to the market that isn't drawing any new participants in.
Well, moribundity is a big word for me to use.
I'm not sure it's a real word, Minister, but let's go with it.
Let alone with regard to mortgage markets. But if I come at it from a different angle, I think what is the case is that banks that have branches and that have a physical presence in countries, I think those kind of banks setting up and moving into lots of different markets, I think we'll see less of that in the future. What I think we're going to see a little bit more of is banks that maybe have a little bit less bricks and mortars, but are better at digital execution, them offering more. And as I said, while I don't want to comment on Revolut because it's a matter for them, I do think those kind of financial services providers that don't have branches, but do things in a different way through cards and through digital technology, I think we're going to see more of them providing very familiar financial products. I'm half tempted to try and bring the word moribundity back in, but I'm not sure I'll be able to pronounce it.
I'm frantically trying to Google here to make sure that it's actually accurate. I'll check the thesaurus afterwards.
I don't care if it's accurate or not. It's a great word that you've introduced into the drive time discussion.
Minister, thank you very much. That is Pascal
Donohue. Thank you very much, Anton.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.